Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, David, I've been bringing up a lot of points. We had up on screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv the big Texas training facility of International Training, Inc., where you'd told me that they're now converting over to take on the American people. Gotta love it. Take our tax money, squeeze it out of people, take old ladies' houses because they can't pay the IRS, and then hire mercs to go after the American people. I would not want that job. If they think Afghanistan has been a problem, boy, what are they thinking? Again, if you just joined us, David is giving us the intel. We know the contractors are training to take on the American people. That's not denied. But that there's a revolt against this. Comments on how you see this unfolding, and could our speaking out against this make this program back off, or have the globalists put something into motion that they can't stop?
Well, a lot of the volunteers are speaking out about it primarily because they got their own lives to live and they're afraid. They're afraid of repercussions. I see incidents in neighborhoods, urban areas, where a suspected domestic terrorist is maybe called upon, and to use a polite phrase, and it's swelling. You know, usually in these training camps, they're not meant to suppress one individual. They're meant to suppress an area. So that means innocent people are going to have to succumb to this, and if they fight back, they too will be labeled as domestic terrorists. This will swell. It's just a matter of demographics. It depends where they hit. If you did this in New York or L.A., you got a very, very complacent society there. So at that point, it'd probably be somewhat effective. But if you tried this somewhere, say, Texas or Tennessee or Central Florida, these are places that would, and most, they would definitely revolt. And they would be labeled as domestic terrorists, and this issue would swell, making news media pretty much feeding it however the government.
And you know what's going to cause the revolt? I want to come back and do five more minutes. I know you've got to go soon, but I want to break this down from history looking at it. It's going to be the minions of the enforcers and the tattletales that are going to get abusive and start abusing people that are going to cause the revolts, and I see the system losing the civil war.
In the end, yeah, absolutely, but not before there's a lot of attrition. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to be harmed because of this. These security contractors do not care who their guns are pointed at. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. That's why they're contractors. They do what they do for money.
And they're going to be calling in drones. That's why they're getting the drones ready for everybody.
If the government won't do it, there's someone out there that will. I mean, at this point, people are hurting for money. And not all these people have ethics. And ideally, with their level of training, putting a well-paid warrior out of business and in financial ruin is a dangerous thing because you make him desperate. And when you make him desperate, he'll make choices that he normally wouldn't make. And then you also have the contingency that really don't care anyway. And those are the ones that are still residing in these companies. ITI, you know, they are just like Blackwater. They sell to the highest bidder. They'll offer things to civilians. They'll offer to government programs, corporations. Hell, they'll run coupons with Living Social. They've done it, I think, a couple months ago. They don't care who they train. And the things they train are very, very detrimental to their fellow man.
Yeah, I think the most important thing here, David, is that we try to stave this off with information warfare with the truth. We try to point out that foreign interests are basically infiltrating and trying to overthrow this republic as they've done countless other countries. And this is the big moment of truth. But if it goes to physical confrontation, it's going to be a lot of black propaganda, a lot of staged terror attacks and atrocities blamed on domestic groups to turn the public against them. We've got to inoculate people psychologically about that tool up front. And also we have to understand just killing police, military, and contractors does not defeat the New World Order. We have to understand the globalists are the enemy. The globalists are the ones that did this. I want to come right back on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back for a few more minutes with our guests, and I'll get into more news. Stay with us. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, federal workers' data shows that their salaries exploded across the board in 2011. Well, yeah, they run the mercenaries and they work for the foreign banks that have captured America. So for the occupational collaborator government, everything's going good. Also, New Jersey city makes it illegal to text while driving. Minnesota mothers defy criminal charges in support of raw milk. Yeah, you don't drink raw milk, slave. Talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets with microphones listening to you, all part of living in 1984. Police caught in Minnesota, confirmed, Reuters, drugging Occupy Wall Streeters to turn them into drug-addled informants. Now, hey, kid, want some crack? We're going to be going over all that. They've arrested a bunch of News Corp executives ahead of blackmailing and bringing down News Corp for the New World Order. That's an important part of the revolution. You notice they're moving on all fronts. I'm going to get into top FBI agent who headed up the cover-up of Oklahoma City and 9/11, the head of their bomb forensics unit, caught with child porn, the FBI says. Total setup. You know how I know? Paul Watson's got an article going up very soon at InfoWars.com. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, Ron Paul campaign, The Future Belongs to Us, a Steve Watson article. What does his suspending the main campaign mean, but keep going for delegates? We'll break that down and take your phone calls. But first, David, I want you to recap everything you've talked about and then get into the subject of the globalists wanting to cause a civil war, because I've looked at it. I've seen them do this in other countries. They want to wreck this nation. They want to have something so bad they can get the guns, so bad during a depression they can pose as the saviors, and then roll in with foreign mercenaries and U.N. troops. I remember old-timers in the military, mainly high-level officers 20 years ago coming out and saying there's a plan to use foreign troops. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Then I saw urban warfare footage of foreign troops training with our military to take on the American people, with role players having their guns confiscated here in the U.S. Then I went to drills myself that were off base and had the military try to set me up, and my hotel room's broken into, and I'm in Florida and Brooksville trying to cover it by a park with the military, and a guy jumps out in plain clothes, starts setting things on fire and saying that I'd done it, and me and Mike Hansen had to put it out and basically start restraining the person. Then dune buggies come pulling up. I mean, let me tell you, you're not in Kansas, okay? America's been this giant prize to take over the world with our tax money, our military, our system. The globalists stage events, then send us in to fight people they're actually funding as well as a pretext to create battle-hardened troops to bring them back here to the U.S. to attack us. And that is exactly what has now happened. That is exactly what has now unfolded. And David, let's just say, is an armor, firearms expert, and trainer, and works with a lot of people that are contractors slash mercenaries. And we'll just leave it at that. And he was talking about, he just joined us now, International Training, Inc., one of the biggest mercenary outfits, huge training complex in Texas. And before, it was pretty much all fighting Afghans and Iraqis or others. That was the simulations that they were engaged in. Now it's shifting to a breakneck, massive gear up for domestic terrorists, for the American people. And you get the training manuals, it's gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters. All I got to say is good luck. Now, let's get into any other tidbits you haven't covered and where you think all this is going and why do you think they're gearing up, and the police and military you work with and talk to, what do they think is happening? Because I know I know why this is happening, but I want their perspective. What do they think is happening?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think that they're responding in a negative way. Usually in a situation where you have a lot of people who become alarmed because of activity that the government has, anytime there's really no intention to apply that kind of force to the people, the government will usually respond with a tactic of do nothing. But now they're doing something in the polar opposite. They're actually gearing up. They're bringing in these people. They're flexing the idea. You know, originally it was, you know, everyone was fearing the UN troops. There's maneuvers going on stateside, things like that. And they started seeing the reaction of the American people. And now they've switched their focus more over to the security contractors. These are people who don't exactly, they actually sort of live above the law. And a lot of people are concerned with it. A lot of people are starting to stockpile provisions because of it. You know, before they had some concerns that were legitimate about the economy and things like that. But when you actually see the government take steps like this to hire these types of people to do these types of maneuvers, it's terrifying. And at the end of the day, no one can really say how exactly it's going to play out. So everyone's just starting to prepare.
Continue.
Basically, we have a lot more of these firms popping up. GS4 was a separate firm. Now they're united with ITI. They have a location in Virginia as well as Texas. These are huge compounds, like 300 acres or give or take a quarter. But basically, they're training everything from ambush tactics, urban warfare, going on into hand-to-hand, as well as you know, doing live simulation fire. They're also utilizing some of this training on, as I said earlier, they're bringing the community in, and unbeknownst to them, you know, these people think they're having fun fighting these government contractors. Meanwhile, these government contractors are practicing on them, and they don't even realize it. And this is as mainstream as I said earlier. I saw a Living Social ad back in March, I think, that, you know, was basically for a live live fire training day where they would learn how to, you know, drive a car in hostile situations and go through tactical live fire simulation drills. And what they're not realizing is the instructors there are practicing on them. They're utilizing them to create more war games for, on a private end.
Well, that's what's funny is people would put all these Blackwater stickers on their car and talk about how patriotic they are. They're in Dubai. They are, you know, in there overcharging the government. The contractors that's come out in federal court would get naked at parties with a bunch of men. This came out in federal court and used so much cocaine in Baghdad, they would run around and just start shooting everybody for fun. We would hear those stories. Now that's confirmed. Well, obviously, somebody morally that will take on the American people, of course they're going to have other problems. And it just shows they're divorced from reality. And so what you see is all the good people leaving. Again, these evil people, though, I've noticed, don't work very good together, and it doesn't go on for long, and they have so many problems. I think this is an enemy we're going to be able to defeat if it does go to physical confrontation, because they're going to commit atrocities, and the American people are going to wake up. And so I think the globalists have miscalculated. They think it's going to be some long-term civil war. They're going to be able to control it. They're going to be able to stage events and blame it on domestic groups. That's not going to happen. We got the jump on them. We warned people for years and got made fun of. We're not getting laughed at now. And I just want people to understand that, is that the police and military I talk to now are waking up. What are you seeing with police and military? Because you work with a lot of them. Are they waking up as I'm seeing?
A lot of them are. A lot of them are. And that's really the contingency that I don't think the government has prepared for. You have a lot of these people, like these civilians who are seeking training aggressively and pick up like the deals like I mentioned earlier. And while they're getting training, they're also being labeled. But what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of these veterans, police officers, things like that, they are actually prepared. They are ready to go. They're keeping their mouth shut because it keeps them in line of information. You know, they don't like to be kept in the dark about these kind of things. So a lot of them are just ready and waiting. So there's a contingency of active soldiers, veterans, as well as law enforcement, who will turn. And when that happens, the government's going to get a bigger bite than they're expecting.
And again, the government is a foreign Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan occupation force on record. That's the Economist magazine. They think we're so stupid. They think you're so stupid, soldiers and police, that they brag. And Henry Kissinger wrote in Woodward and Bernstein's book, was quoted as calling you dumb animals. Well, are you dumb animals? I have to say, the military is the most awake group I've seen now. And that's why they're converting it over to gang members and contractors and criminals and foreigners, is because they believe they'll do whatever they're told. So by and large, more and more, the military is gone. Because the globalists have to destroy it before they destroy the United States. And while having our military do missions that are illegal and criminal, while giving us a domestic propaganda broadcast that makes us think it's good, the globalists are demonizing us worldwide before our destruction. This has all been thought out 20, 30 levels deep. People say the globalists are thinking, you know, six-month increments. No, they're thinking in 50-year plans, as Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in two of his books. That's why we saw this way off, and many people saw it 50 years ago, and we've been on a 50-year plan against them, knowing it was coming to this, and that's why we're going to beat them. We don't have a choice, but I'm telling you, folks, we have a good chance if you scream bloody murder, get the word out aggressively now and warn people, and speak out now, and keep leaking information now. I've been told by high-level sources, David, the system got so freaked out when we leaked 2 weeks ago the re-education camp document that the Army now confirms is real. Have you heard anything about re-education camps?
I haven't heard about it. I've heard it's something up in Wyoming. You know, went in one ear and out the other. Something I can get more information about. But some sort of DHS facility they'd set up outside of Cheyenne for domestic terrorism or something like that. But outside of that, you know, I've just been focusing on this and the appalling nature of what's going on. I'm just completely disgusted. The fact that you know, you and I are one day will be under fire is starting to become more and more of a reality.
You know what? I want you to elaborate in the final 5 minutes in this short segment. Then I'm going to go to calls and other news. David, I appreciate your time. I want you to elaborate on the other side just briefly on a point that you were making there about you think you're having fun when you go out and play the part of a combatant. You're now being labeled.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Control the traitor media and they have sympathizers through cowardice, fear, ignorance. They're able to announce big hoaxes and they get everybody to buy into it and then everybody props the lie up. But we're here beforehand. And so, you know, coming back, Matt, in this final segment, and so much news broke during the break, I forgot the big question I had for you. Do you remember what that was? I just called you Matt. I know it's not David. It doesn't matter. You wanted to come on air and say your name. We're not going to say your last name. We're just going to leave it there. Because I usually am good when I'm using a fake name for somebody. And then they just brought me all this news during the break, and I got distracted. Let's go back to calling you David. They won't figure out who you are. David, what was the point I was bringing up during the break?
The point was a lot of Americans going and seeking training out of fear from their government. They got to really take a deep look at who they're taking training from. A lot of these individuals are still active military. A lot of them are working in military intelligence. And you can bet your life that they are recording the information. A lot of these are doing one-day tactical courses, two-day tactical courses, sometimes even the full week. And what they're doing is they're utilizing this not only to sort of monitor the behavior patterns of these people, but also their tactics and seeing how they start evolving on their own little groups. They'll do one-day training exercise that will allow these civilians to sort of come up and modify these exercises and tactics they learned. And then what they're doing is analyzing what they're doing and recording it for their own needs. And those own needs is going out and suppressing domestic terrorists and civil unrest.
Well, also, it's creating a database of people to later claim that they're threats to create a synthetic fake threat. And you've got all these well-meaning people that think, you know, the local Blackwater facility or G4S is their friend, and that they're helping the contractors, and it's all a big joke to them. It's all really funny, and it's totally disgusting. I want to tell the military and police and contractors something. You're all put on lists, too. Just because you're taught to be sociopathic and look at everybody as idiots, those above you look at you like that. Henry Kissinger calls you a dumb animal, and the fact that you would sell out your country and think that you're winners because you've signed on to tyranny, you are the biggest fools of them all. Because somebody that doesn't have their morals and doesn't have their backbone and doesn't stand for something is a punk and is a nobody. What do you say to that, David?
I say you're dead on. You know, money does some odd things to people. You know, and desperation does even worse. And that's what we're facing right now, is sort of the filtering out of people who will and the people who won't. The people who won't are financially suffer. And a lot of these individuals, if you're going out there and you're actually seeking training, don't do it with the agency that also provides military contracts. It's just a conflict of interest. Eventually, you will be on the radar.
Well, my point is, you can either be totally on the radar or stay off the radar. I tell people either go hot or go cold. Don't go in between. And, you know, as for trainings and tactics, I mean, all I need to know is, nobody's taking my kids to a FEMA camp, and I have to know that there are a lot of American people who are not going to go quietly into the night, and we just can't turn our children over to Abu Ghraib situations.
Absolutely, and there's people out there. There's rumors the Texas State Guard is starting to work on routes and safe places for these types of events where they need to get innocent people out to safe environments and get them out of the fray. I don't hear of anything of actual contact with these contractors as far as engagements or planned engagements, but I'm sure that's on the back burner once they finalize safe havens for innocent people.
Well, let's be clear. Safe havens, you mean FEMA camps or safe havens for the guards' children, because they're now having the state guard go out and just show up at high school football games and search people as part of slave training. They're now having them out at the kite festival.
Well, the National Guard and the State Guard, they definitely operate in two different capacities. National Guard is still a branch of the U.S. military. State Guard is not.
But explain to me, what's the relationship between State Guard and the Mercs?
There is none. They won't touch them. They are completely opposed to their existence. And that is one of the things that allow faith still in the State Guard, is that they're pushing so much distance away from agencies like that, including the National Guard.
So they're good guys. That's what I've heard. So the system wants to get rid of them, though.
Well, the system may want to, but the state of Texas won't.
All right, buddy. Good having you on. Let me say bye to you here during the break. We got huge Ron Paul news that rattled me so hard I was flummoxed when I got on air. Poleaxed. I think that's the first time I've screwed up and used somebody's real name. He didn't matter. He wanted to be public. We're not going to say his last name.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, for the balance of the worldwide broadcast, we're going to have open phones interspersed with masses of key news and information. But I think this part of the song right here is what I say to the New World Order and their minions. Crank it up.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
You'll fire your musket, but I'll run you through.
So when you're waiting for them next to take,
no amount of drones are going to back your evil. Evil can never go on forever. No amount of mercenaries is going to save you, New World Order. We are back live. Just amazing information. It dovetails with everything else we've got that we have with our last guest. You're welcome to call in about any subject you want. I've already covered quite a bit of news in the first hour, but nothing when you look at all the stacks I've got that must be covered here. This is so big, it poleaxed me when I saw it during the break before last. In fact, guys, will you put Infowars.com up on screen for me? Thank you. I get emails. The guys print off people's emails to me by the stacks that come into the general tips box, and I scan over them. People are like, why do you keep saying put it on screen? You're a radio show. I'm listening on XM 166, or I'm listening on my local AM. We're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv. And we do that so there's a video record of what I'm saying. That's why I started Infowars.com in 1997, was just so I could post 4 or 5 articles a day that would be my top stories. So if people didn't believe me, they could go read a piece of legislation. They could go read a link to a news article, and then it grew from there. Well, that's why we started, I don't know, 6 years ago, putting video up in a multicam shoot of the radio show so that people can see what I'm seeing. It's a learning process. You're learning while I'm learning, while the crew's learning. I mean, I'll say, hey, let's search engine this term. And everybody will see the responses we get right there in real time. Now, here is the incredible news at Infowars.com right now. Department of Homeland Security prepares to grab DNA from kids. UN and World Bank strangle sovereign nations into accepting global population reduction dictates. Yeah, they're now openly announcing that they want to sterilize people if you want to get your welfare check, which sounds reasonable, but they grew these masses of people. You know, on the surface, why should I pay for your kids? You know, you want more money, don't have more kids. But they do that to then sell the idea for everybody. Plus, they then take those giant underclasses and make them the addled enforcers. UN and World Bank strangle sovereign nations into accepting global population reduction dictates. Here's another big one. OKC and 9/11 investigator, victim of setup, ? That's the new pedophile charges against the top FBI agent. I mean, the head of their bomb forensics unit, the head guy over 9/11, Oklahoma City, the head cover-up artist. Boy, they're burning their own right there. And again, how do I know it's a setup? Paul Watson and I put this article together this morning. I gave him the basic research, and he added more and went out and put the article together. I'm not telling you about that so that you know who actually did the article. It's more so you understand why my name is on the article. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones, how do I know that? Because giant agencies, private contractors, FBI agents, you name it, are allowed to kidnap kids and snuff them on video. It's come out, and they don't get in trouble. They're allowed to run giant child kidnapping rings that are so big, it's in the millions over a 3-year period. It was 1.1 million, that's BBC, 2000 to 2003. Look it up. The UN, everywhere they go, rape, rob, murder, sex slaves, physical slaves. Halliburton loads up thousands of men, usually flies them to remote islands, other side of the world, to work in horrible sweatshop factories as total slaves. I mean, it's beyond any movie you could imagine, and it's going on everywhere. Totally ruthless, and they really hate America, and they want to do that here. The FBI will do whatever it's told. They've shown that with Oklahoma City, 9/11, you name it. So when they are busting somebody, it's the occasional PR bust. A snack is what they call it, to make it look like they're fighting crime. Or it's the low-level compartmentalized groups that are just dealing with white-collar stuff. But when you get a senior FBI agent, and I'm going to cover this more in the next hour after I go to calls, who goes off and starts his own firm, and then they bust him. And it's this thing of looking at child porn. You know, a federal court ruled, I'm going to cover that later, that looking at it isn't a crime. It's disgusting. It's horrible. It's dehumanizing. But the point is, they don't want to actually prosecute the real people. They want to be able to just have something pop up on your computer. I mean, what about the World Net Daily reporter we had on last week who went out and showed that Facebook allows serious child porn all over it? And I told the crew, I said, don't even look at it. Don't even look at the World Net Daily article, even though it's blurred out. And don't show it on TV. They'll selectively enforce on us. Just get her on. Because under this system, they could go after a reporter that reports on it. Well, the federal court said you can't. And they're saying it's a pro-pedophile ruling. No, it's not. It's saying something pops up on your computer. I've never seen anything like that on a computer, but I've been on... back when MySpace was still being used, you know, in a video pops up of a guy with a horse, you know, just discuss. You know what you've seen. You've been on the internet, and you're on one of those big sites, and some cookie gets thrown on your computer. I'm not really a tech guy, but, you know, I saw once something pop up that was just, you know, ugh. I mean, a lot of disgusting stuff on there is the point. And, you know, it just pops up before you can even close your eyes. There's that image of just you know, just disgusting things. It's not kind of stuff the globalists are into, eating poop and things like that. So the point is, that stuff pops up. Oh, you're going to jail now. All they got to do is put that stuff on the Pentagon computers, then blackmail everybody. And that's what they're doing. And again, even if he was really doing this, because a lot of the folks that will bomb buildings or be part of covering them up, they're into that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're going to blow up federal buildings and then pose as the guy doing the research, you know, to cover up, we know they had bombs in there, Oklahoma City. He's the head guy that covered that up. I don't have to go over all the evidence of the inside job. It's ridiculous. So even if he did it, they're selectively enforcing on him for some reason. Maybe he's a good guy who went along with the cover up early on because it was so big and didn't know what to do in the moment and was speaking out. I don't know. I just know they don't bust DynCorp, and Paul has it in his articles. We have congressional testimony where they admit they kidnap small children worldwide and take them to Thailand, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. Those are the three big ones. I mean, hellish stuff you can't even imagine. I've seen mainstream articles about they've got pleasure ships with kidnapped women and children on board of them. And it even comes out in the news that they have these yachts, I mean, big ocean liners that rich people go to in international waters. I wish they had a whale wars group ramming that ship and stopping it. Oh, I guess I'm being criminal now saying ram a ship. Okay, let them torture the children. The point is, the upper echelons are into this and other sick stuff. You don't get in the club unless you are. Unless you're bent and twisted and evil and enjoy this. I guess I'm already getting into this news, but former FBI bomb investigator arrested on child pornography charges. And even when he said not guilty, they said a preliminary not guilty to make it sound like he's bad. They don't even say he was the head guy over the entire system. The head of their laboratory for explosives, their head instructor, their head forensics investigator, the guy they had run Oklahoma City in 9/11 cover-up. And he's caught with kiddie porn on his website. Or on his email. All they got to do is go into your email, understand that, public. It comes out more than a third of the people on death row are innocent. And it turns out the prosecutors, right up in Williamson County, it's a new famous case, and I'm going to get that guy on. They knew he was innocent and wanted to put an innocent man in jail. And then when they found out he was totally innocent and there was proof, they worked for decades to suppress it. I mean, these people enjoy hurting innocents. Really evil people enjoy hurting innocents. Now, here's the big breaking news. And when I saw this, it just absolutely poleaxed me. And I had Steve Watson's headline changed during the last break because I don't have time to call him up and do it. See, Steve, Watson, Aaron, Kurt, great minds, wonderful people, better than I am on so many fronts. But they have the same problem I have. This stuff's so big, real tyranny, so wild and sensational. We all have governors to cut back our headline. And then we have the moles and people that say, oh, and the trolls that say, oh, we're exaggerating 99% of the time. And I mean, literally, we are actually holding back. And I've got to stop doing that. So I saw the headline, Ron Paul campaign, the future belongs to us. Well, I didn't go read that when I saw that headline. I'm like, oh, great. Future belongs to us. You know, a play on words, as Obama says, winning the future, you know, for tyranny is his new campaign slogan. And then I went and read what Ron Paul actually said today. All they said is we're not going to fight and compete in those states because we don't have the money, but we've won delegates in many of these others. They really won Maine, Iowa. Those got cheated. That's all come out. The media keeps lying and saying he didn't win, even though they admit he did win in the fine print. He says they're still going to try to get the delegates and still try to contest things at the RNC, which is great to inject issues. You win either way. And the media came out with a headline that he dropped out. Christian Science Monitor, Ron Paul effectively ends presidential campaign. No, he didn't. He said that we're not going to go into debt, and so we're going to let the grassroots campaign move forward from here. And Jesse Benton is quoted, said, "Let me be very clear," writes Chief Strategist Jesse Benton in the opening lines of a memo. "Dr. Paul is not dropping out, suspending his campaign." That was what he put out yesterday. And I'm out doing a video shoot yesterday afternoon, and everybody's calling me going, "He dropped out. It's all over the news." Rumors of his death have been greatly exaggerated. Put it to you that way. This article is important. I've had the headline upgraded to "Ron Paul not suspending campaign. It's a media hoax." It's at Infowars.com. Will you ask Kurt before he leaves for lunch? Will you ask him to red link that and to send it out on Twitter? "Ron Paul not dropping out. It's a hoax." "Ron Paul not suspending campaign. It's a media hoax" is the headline. Okay, let's get that out to everybody, listeners. Will you please help me? Will you please go to Infowars.com? The problem is there's so many hoaxes. How do you deal with them? Okay, let's go to your phone calls. We'll go to Daryl, then Brandon, Brian, Derek, John, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I've only covered about 25% of the news. I'll continue to smatter all this information in as we go. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl in Georgia. You're on the air. Daryl, go ahead.
Awesome. For starters, I must say thank you to you and your staff for not screening my phone call like most of these stations do.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Awesome. Now, I can't tell you nothing that you don't already know about Ron Paul. I just want to say thank you to the people. We got this far without the media. They robbed us in 08 because we didn't know how to play the game. It's a new campaign. You know, we knew we was not going to get any media play. So we're doing it the correct way. We're following the rules. We're getting the delegates. Turn off the TV people. We all know the media is nothing but lies. Now, if with your permission, sir, I have a rally coming up in the state of Georgia. I would like to promote this if possible, sir.
Sure, go ahead. Tell us about your rally.
Awesome. The rally is called Take It to the Media. It's going to be at the CNN Center June 24th. You can look it up on Facebook. My name is Daryl Young from Loganville, Georgia. We already know the media will only broadcast what they want to. They are the one that brings in the drugs, sells the guns, launder all this fake money. But we are the one that are treated like criminals. I am 27. I've dedicated six years of my life to the cause. The good fight goes on. Power to the people. Thank you for your time, sir.
God bless you. I hope folks get involved in that. And as Ron Paul said in his letter yesterday, they're just suspending fighting in those states with full-bore media and everything because he's not going to go into debt. Look, if you just joined us and you're a new listener, we knew he won Iowa. We knew he won Maine. Even the New York Times had to admit, yeah, he won, but the Republicans won't count the precincts he won. We had the proof they stole Iowa. They stole other states like Nevada. And so Paul says, I'll go the Electoral College way. I'll get the delegates. And so understand this. Whatever happens, we win because at least Ron Paul's been there injecting issues. And the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan puppets, Obama and Romney, have been heavily affected by this now and have been exposed. I mean, Obama is in the news today saying J.P. Morgan is one of the best managed banks. I guess from a mafia perspective, Al Capone was one of the best managed mobsters. I guess Hitler was one of the best managed dictators. I mean, I guess brain cancer is, you know, one of the best managed cancers. I mean, what does that mean? This is the top of the New World Order. Of course, it's one of the best managed and above the law groups. Obama went on The View to say that. He's paid for by them, and so is Mitt Romney. Obama's gotten double the money from Bain Capital. Guess he used to run that, Mitt Romney, than Mitt Romney has. We'll see what happens with Romney, but I think he's a complete ringer. I mean, he supported carbon taxes. He supported open borders. He supported gun control. Don't need to go on about Mitt Romney. He wrote Obamacare. And I've got all these Republicans saying, you got to get behind Mitt Romney. What's going to happen if Mitt Romney gets in is everybody's going to go to sleep for about 2 years if they're with Obama thinking he's going to save us. And then everybody's going to wake up to that. And the left's going to attack all the police state again. And then the right wing will think that if you're against the police state, you must be a leftist. I'm so sick of how they play that game. I just want freedom. Can you not figure that out? I don't want to be a slave. It's real simple. Let's go ahead and go to Brandon in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I do have one of your listeners, longtime listeners with a full spectrum awareness, and just wanted to call it. Your previous guest was great, and this kind of segues into that. I have a business in Wisconsin, and one of my patrons approached me, and I've known him for a while, and he mentioned a story that was unfortunate that happened with DHS doing their undercover work in a bar. It was in our neighborhood, and he apparently, his roommate, for lack of money, had to go and work for the DHS.
Stay there. I want to hear this story. Yeah, you didn't hang up, did you?
Nope.
Yeah, because I heard a click. I want to hear this on the other side. I heard a crackle. Is more like it. Snap, crackle, pop. Yeah, everywhere. They've just got spies on taxpayer money sitting in bars listening to you. I mean, it's East Germany, folks. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man,
to be the TSA banker
behind
man.
Blue eyes.
No one knows what it's like,
no knows what
to betray America,
to,
to push vaccines on children, to sell drugs to the population.
But the new world order, oh, it loves me.
to drink.
There are GMO foods, oh so delicious. I'm part of the winning team. I serve the new world order.
All part of the Alex Greatest Barking at the Moon dog hits. No, I'm not trying to actually sing good.
No one knows what it's like
to be a trendy
like I do. And I blame you. No one bites back as hard.
All right, let's go back to Brandon. So, Brandon, tell us your TSA story. Homeland Security spy story, keeping us safe. Not from the
Department of Vaterland Security, you mean?
So tell us your area. Tell us what happened in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and right before I do that, I just want to say to those new listeners, I'm one of the people that I've always got a nose for news, and I want to be objective about everything. So any of those trolls out there in blogosphere, I've pretty much vetted you on my own as much as I possibly could, and the negatives are mainly from wingnuts, some of whom I've actually talked to nationally, and I can just vouch for your awesome staff.
Yeah, I'm mainly attacked by jealous people, but also they've got operatives. They just don't have people sitting in restaurants listening to people talk about, you know, their favorite football team. I'm just creating the idea that we're all terrorists. Tell us the story.
Yeah, and real quick before that, if you want to get into the mindset of the uber elite of the Royal Empire, everyone needs a little time off. If you go back and watch basically most of Braveheart, you know, where he talks about the problem with Scotland is there are too many Scots, and so they weed them out with Prima Note. Well, that's what's happening with the vaccines and the GMOs, and also watch The Tudors, maybe a series like that, and you really get into the mindset of by any means possible, not just any means available. They're using every tool at their disposal, so I'm glad that
we didn't
well.
Stay in power by being faint of heart. Engineer the food to sterilize and kill them. We will win. I mean, we're already deep into their extermination. But, I mean, tell me the story.
Yeah, the Subversion and Obfuscation Department. The story is that so there's a fellow, someone that I know, and they were out celebrating. They're disabled, and they have a hard time getting around. They took a little spill off of their bar stool accidentally, and it was, you know, he knew it was time to go anyway, but he hurt his arm and needed his arm to for his apparatus to get home, and people wanted to call the ambulance. He said, no, it's not like that, just I need to get a cab or whatever. So the bartender didn't want to just call up a cab and put a drunken disabled person in there, and then lo and behold, two young strapping young bucks step up and they said, you know, we're going that way without even knowing where he lived. We can give him a ride home. And this is a guy whose roommate, one of his good friends, had no other option financially with his student loans but to take a job for the DHS. And as you remember, the protest started nationally here in Madison, Wisconsin with Scott Walker just axing all the teachers and just stripping collective bargaining rights. And
We're going to have to get the rest of this on the other side, okay? Because I want the dramatic conclusion of Stasi USA straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.